She's walked the runways at Fashion Week, graced the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition twice, and has been dubbed a supermodel by Vogue. She's also a size 14, close to the average dress size for a woman in the United States, which is a 16. But that's not the average size for most models. Ashley has made a name for herself both with a successful modeling career and as an irresistible advocate for body positivity. She's also collaborated with several designers to create inclusive clothing lines like her Beyond by Ashley Graham with Dress Barn. Ashley just released a memoir called A New Model, What Confidence, Beauty, and Power Really Look Like. She blew into our studios to talk about how her success is a result of smashing your way outside of the box. Thinking outside the box in the fashion industry, she says with a smile, is just not enough.
When you're categorized right away at 12 years old as a plus-size model, you don't really understand the negative connotation that goes with that and that you're going to be brought up in.
12 years old?
12 years old is when I was discovered in a mall, and I was already considered plus-size. Yeah. So I've been told you're the big girl. Even if I already felt it, which I already was, I was already like the big friend. And the people would tell me, oh, you're pretty for a big girl. But then when the fashion industry tells you, oh, no, you are plus-size, then it's like, oh, okay, I've just succumbed to being like, you know, to the outside world as the fat girl, but pretty for the fat girl.
And in the fashion world, it's sort of similar to saying you're like Martian from another planet, that you arrived here with a space suit. I mean, you were on the cover of Vogue, right, with a group of other women.
Yeah, I mean, and that was a yet another monumentous like moment in my career, because never before had they put a curvy model on the cover of Vogue. So thank you, Anna Wintour.
But how did that work? Because you're in a group. I mean, for us, you know, clueless men,
okay,
it's a little bit like, can you find the plus size?
I know, it's really weird. Yeah. So plus size actually technically starts at a size 8. So if you are a woman and you're a size 8 in the fashion world, you're considered plus size. But you won't really work beyond a size 16, because then you're too big. And then the fashion industry doesn't want that in their magazines, catalogs, whatever. So there's a weird line of not being too big, but being not big enough. And then if you're what we call a straight size model, then you're a size 0 to 4, and then you're on the runways. But if you get in that weird place of a 6 to a size 10, you won't work. But now finally people like Gap and Old Navy are using those kinds of women in their, and even Target are using models. Calvin Klein just used their first quote unquote plus size model, and she's like a size 10.
The language plus,
I know,
curvy, fat, if you're
straight size,
yeah,
all of it.
Right. And as with someone with your notoriety, you also come into collision with a lot of people who find a lot of this language offensive and have political correct alternatives to
100%.
It. What do you make of them?
I mean, I don't really like labels. It's easier when you're talking about the industry to use them. But if you're going to talk about a female friend, or if you're going to introduce someone, or you don't say, oh, my plus size friend Ashley. You just say, oh, my friend Ashley, she's, you know, tall, beautiful, vivacious, whatever. Because we do not describe men by the number inside of their pants. So I think it's, you know, it's divisive to women when we're only describing them based off of their hip measurement.
Is it hard to shop?
Of course it's hard to shop. Are you kidding? I have to pay for a stylist to like beg designers for clothes. You can't just go into a store as a curvy girl and just buy whatever you want.
Tell the story of
So I'm shopping with actually a journalist when we were in London, and she was writing a story on me. And I was like, oh, let's go to this store and I'm going to try on this amazing Balmain dress. And I asked for it in a size 42, because I know a 42 is a size 12 US. Mm-hmm. And I know that they sometimes have really stretchy material. So I knew I could go down a size. It was like feeling good about myself. And I asked the lady working there, can I have a size, you know, 42? And she looked at me, she goes, we don't carry that size. And it was right in front of the journalist, and she saw how this woman totally body shamed me. And I was like, no, I know that Balmain carries this size. Like, I know they even go up to a 46, 48 sometimes. She goes, no. No, we don't. And then someone found out that she had done that to me on the floor, like immediately, and knew that there was a journalist with me and got removed from the floor. And that was one of the first times in a long time that I had gotten body shamed to my face at a retailer. And It was ugly and it was hurtful, but I'm at a point now where I could care less. Like, I'm making, you know, I'm changing lives with my body. My mother even told me, she's like, you are not going to give up on your career, when she said this when I was 17, 18 years old. Your body's going to change someone's life. And sure enough, I've got young girls who come up to me and cry in my arms and say, finally, I feel confident and I've got cellulite and I've got back fat and I know that I'm beautiful.
Romantically, how much has this sort of problem and this weight that the world puts on you and these labels, how much does it affect the way in which you seek, you know, a mate?
Well, I'm married.
Yeah.
7 years in August. But as far as dating when I was younger, that was an issue. I didn't really understand what it was like to have a relationship with a man. And my first boyfriend actually in high school broke up with me because he said, first of all, you're not going to have sex with me, because I was raised in a very Christian home. So he's like, first of all, I'm breaking up with you because you're not going to have sex with me and because I'm afraid you're going to be as fat as my mom. And so then I started correlating the two together, sex and weight. And then as I got older, I knew that my body was being sexualized by men. They saw the boobs, they saw the butt. Because even if you look in magazines, you will see that a curvier woman is always put into the sexier poses, the sexier clothes. So men really started giving me lots of attention. And so I started not liking my body, but men were. So the only way I knew how to have love was through giving my body to men. And it was a very ugly, disgusting cycle that I had to, and I, it was also food. Then I had this like whole relationship with food. So it was like men, food, weight, oh my God. And then the straw that broke the camel's back was a really terrible abusive boyfriend. And even after he chased me around the kitchen with a butcher knife, even after he threw a couch on top of me, I still didn't break up with him because I was so insecure in my body. And it took a friend who really had known me for the last, you know, 5 years, who's my best friend. She said, you are not the woman that I know. You're not the vivacious, confident woman that moved to New York from Nebraska. This man has really torn something out of you. And after that, I was like, screw this. I'm not having sex till I'm married. And I went the whole other direction. And I'm so glad I did. And I met my husband and I really found out what it was like to communicate with men, have a relationship with my body and not have the two overlap all the time. And now I'm happily married for the last 7.5 years.
Do you have a message for the people who are 16? Size?
Size 16 or age?
Yeah, size 16.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, for me, this isn't just about size. I'm not just talking to the curvy girls. I'm not just talking to young girls. I'm talking to anybody who's been told, no, you can't. I'm talking to anybody who feels like they're in a rut and can't get out of it. Because I, too, have been in that same situation. It might look a little bit different, but I got out of it. And I made my own way. And I believe that I'm a trailblazer in my industry. And I don't think that anybody who has the drive and determination like I did can't get to where they want to be also.
Ashley, thank you so much. This has been great.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, John.
Nice to meet you. Model Ashley Graham is author of the new book, A New Model, What Confidence, Beauty, and Power Really Look Like. And we want to let you know about a live event we're planning here at WNYC on Tuesday, June 13th. Feminist writer Lindy West is moderating an event called The Other F Word, The Politics of Being Fat. It promises to be a frank and open conversation about how we talk about body image in this country. And if you care about these issues, trust me, you don't want to miss it. You can get tickets online now by visiting thegreenspace.org. That's green with an E. That's all from us today. Quite a journey for a single hour. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.